From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Wednesdays, we discuss issues related to our hemispheric neighbors in Latin America and the Caribbean, and today the focus back on Cuba, where the government recently made some major changes when it comes to travel policy for citizens, many of whom have been trapped on the island for years. Joining us now is El Nuevo Herald reporter Juan Tamayo, who covers Cuba and Cuban-American issues. Welcome back, Juan. So this new law went into effect last week. What exactly changed?
Well, what changed was that the Cuban government put in place a series of changes in its immigration system that, at least on paper, will allow more Cubans to travel abroad and more Cubans who live abroad to return to the island on visit. The one key thing there is that it ended the requirement for something called an exit permit, in effect a permit from the government to leave Cuba, which had been in effect since the 1959, and which Cubans hated because it they saw it as the government trying to keep them in the island.
Let's be clear, they still can't come to the United States, right?
No, they still need a U.S. visa to come legally to the United States, although many Cubans come illegally into the United States, and that's one of the changes that we're going to see, I think.
What was Cuba's motivation in making these changes?
I think they were largely economic. Cuba, the Cuban government has far too many employees on the state rolls. They've been talking about laying off at least a million workers from the state payrolls over the last couple of years, and then those people have nowhere to go. The Cuban government also understands that Cubans who travel abroad and who live abroad generally send money to their friends and relatives back home. So it's both a way of sort of easing the pressure on the labor market and as well as allowing more Cubans to go abroad and send more money back home.
And they're hoping for this quote-unquote orderly flow of travel. In the past week or so since this new law went into effect, has travel out of Cuba increased? Have you been able to see it?
Well, what we've been able to see is a fairly significant increase in the number of people applying for Cuban passports. That's the first step to trying to travel abroad out of Cuba. The next step would be obtaining visas, because they do still need visas from the countries where they plan to travel to.
How does this new law allowing Cuban citizens to travel more freely, how is that being viewed among the exile community here in South Florida?
Well, I think that there's some eagerness for more sort of visitors from Cuba, and also some concern that there will be more Cubans coming to the United States. Here's the thing. You know, the more Cubans that travel abroad, the expectation is the more that will come to the United States, because this is the destination of as you can imagine, 90% of the Cubans that don't want to go back to the island. So I think the idea is that we in the United States are going to see an increased flow of illegal Cuban migration arriving at the borders. You can get a tourist visa to Moscow, but then you can get a flight to Mexico and go by land to the U.S. border, present yourself, and you're in. Basically, illegally, but you're in. There's no, you know, you cannot be deported.
Juan Tamayo covers Cuba for El Nuevo Herald and the Miami Herald. Juan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Phil.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.